Hi everyone, this is Jordan Brandis, contributing editor for PL Buyer magazine, welcoming you to the latest PL Buyer podcast. With us today is Tom Piravano, Vice President of Industry Insights at Efficient Collaborative Retail Marketing, or ECRM, and he is going to be discussing trends in his part of the private label world, as well as telling us a bit about his company and its role in private label. ECRM improves the CPG industry business process through category-specific events and customized software solutions. ECRM provides industry professionals the opportunity to do business with the most coveted manufacturers and retailers in the industry. Hi, Tom. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jordan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's begin by discussing your latest report posted on the Private Label Buyer magazine site. Tell us a little bit about your company and its role in private label.
Well, what we do is, as you mentioned, we get retailers and manufacturers and suppliers together at our events, but we also track what's going on in terms of trade promotion, how retailers go through print ads and digital ads and how they get the word out on the products that they're promoting. And it's an extremely important way that manufacturers use to connect and to announce information about their products, but it's also a way retailers can get the word out on their private label. And what we do is track these ads across the country and out in other countries and across channels as well. And what we're going to do going forward is share this information with PL Buyer and let folks know what's going on and how retailers are promoting private label.
And we thank you very much for that. It's a great opportunity for the readers and for us. So I'm looking at your report right now. Tell us, what are your views on Meijer's new slogan, not just Meijer brand, a better brand?
Well, it's interesting to note that they had a huge lift in private label for this past week, as opposed to about 15% of their promotions were private label in 2010, up to about 42.2% this week. And obviously that's to launch this new promise that they're making, is that it's a better brand. Pretty bold promise, but it's great to see a retailer going out on the edge and saying, we're not just as good, we've got products that are better. Now they've got to put their money where their mouth is and probably hope the products live up to it. But they've got a lot of smart people there.
Do you think other retailers will follow suit?
It'll be interesting. I think very often retailers follow what's successful. You know, they admire, demonstrate success with this. Other retailers would jump on board. And I think other retailers are very proud of many of the private label products they put out now. But fewer are as bold as Meijer saying, hey, we've got better brands here.
First Aid Wound Care is currently the most heavily promoted private label category for the weekend in January 29th. Why do you think that is?
Well, when we say it's heavily promoted in terms of a percent of ads being private label, we traditionally see a high percent, a little higher this past week at 47% being private label. But many folks look at bandages and products like that as a commodity. And traditionally, that's where a lot of retailers have done well in mimicking some of the national brands, although there's some innovative private label products out there as well. What I thought might even be more compelling is what's going on with paper products, which, although it's a smaller percent private label, it had, we counted 215 paper product private label ads versus only 32 for the first aid category. And leading some of that is the Target's pretty significant ad promoting their Up and Up brand. Paper products and some other related categories as well. Interesting development.
I agree. Also, according to the report, approximately 62.5% of the items promoted were by Fresh and Easy's weekly ad. That's almost three-quarters of its ad space. Do you think Fresh and Easy will continue such a vigorous push of its private label products?
I do. The past week was a little higher than last year's average, but pretty much we consistently see 60 or over 60% private label coming from Fresh and Easy, and they've really built their format around that private label brand. And of course, if you remember, they are a child of Tesco in England, where in Europe, where they've got a pretty strong grasp of what's going on with private label, and they hope to bring some of that success here. There's some other retailers who made significant shifts as well, I thought were worth noting.
Well, like who?
Well, we noticed that as opposed to normal weeks when a Meijer store, for example, is about 15% of their ads are, on average, a private label, we noticed a huge spike this past week with their with their new campaign. But also another player was Brookshire Grocery, where they went from about under 19% last year up to close to 47%. And they had kind of a unique offer where they've got a coupon in their weekly ad saying that if you buy a specific branded product of buffalo wings, we'll give you a choice of some of our private label products to come and take home. And it wasn't a knock-your-socks-off ad or promotion, but the whole idea of driving trial is just so critical for the success of private label. It seems to be a missing ingredient at a lot of retailers, and it looks like Brookshire's figured this out and really want to drive trial.
And Brookshire's been a relatively small name up until now. Do you see them becoming a bigger competitor in the future?
In private label, well, if they, again, if they can drive trial and get their private label done right, and they seem to be off to a very good start, but the other half of driving trial of your private label is having the products, again, to back it up. If you've got better quality or similar quality products that are a better value, people are going to buy them, and especially when you're driving trial, to let people know and get the word out. So as long as those products live up to it and they're promoting the quality of their products, I think they're off to a very good start. Have a lot of potential there.
I agree. As always, you need to back up your claims.
Sure.
Are there any predictions for next week's private label promotion statistics?
Well, you know, we're looking at the Super Bowl, and we've been seeing some football related ads, but we're seeing quite a bit of football promotions in FSIs, which generally go toward brands. On the other hand, where we see huge opportunity for retailers is in those last-minute promotions for homemade dips, homemade chilies, quite a bit of party platters. And this is a way retailers can really differentiate themselves. And with party platters, they can also go quite a bit to some higher price points, developing not just a private label a deli section, but really more of a premium product that people would be proud to put out on their shelves and serve to guests. So it's really some great opportunities with Super Bowl weekend that are very unique to the rest of the year.
It should be interesting to watch what the results are. Well, Tom, I want to thank you for joining us today. That's all the time we have, so let me thank you again and thank our listeners. And we invite them to listen to all our PL Buyer podcasts by visiting our website, privatelabelbuyer.com, where you can listen to and download these podcasts. Thanks.